This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Going to make you hungry today. Oh, Valley City Exit 292. Oh, pork or French dip sandwich. Hungry. Harwood, you got meatloaf dinner. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Tater Tot hot dish. They're serving up Shepherd Pie at 12th Avenue North. 205 NP Avenue. That's the Salisbury steak today and meatloaf in Glendon. And I might have to drive to Yulin and get some orange chicken or Mongolian beef today. Remember, it's Thursday. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents all day. Yule better. At PetroServe USA, location near you. Scotty is in Del Rio, Texas, literally on the Rio Grande, yes. Watching the folks come on over.
I have an overriding urge to just fire up Facebook Live, which I think I'll do right after the show, and just give you a little tour of what I've seen here. I've sent you a few things more to send. Had a great chat with the sheriff. And next up, we have our regular weekly scheduled conversation with the Gov Talk, we call it, with Governor Doug Burgum or Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford joining us weekly. We're going to have a shorter segment today with the Lieutenant Governor, but I do want to just sort of walk through, if this were happening in North Dakota, how we'd handle it differently than how Texas is handling it. And North Dakota needs to worry about what's happening at the southern border of the United States as well. Because, again, as you heard the sheriff say, we don't know where they're going. And basically, we're a funnel. We're going to pick them up. We're going to bring them to Customs Border Patrol. They're going to put them on the bus, get them a ticket. They go wherever they want to go. They could be coming to North Dakota. They could be coming to Minnesota, wherever. I think, again, it's fair to say the vast majority of people that are coming here are going to go try and find family, try and blend with other, immigrant communities, other illegal immigrant communities, but they're coming here in big numbers. This is a rural county, and you heard him say, what, this month alone was it 500 was the number? I mean, so just, I just plopped myself down at 2 points in the border, McAllen, Texas, because Tommy Fisher had 3 miles of border wall there, and Del Rio, Texas, because I have a friend that is the executive director of the National Sheriff Association. He said, the sheriff you want to meet is the sheriff we just talked to. And I come down here to a second stop. Again, no strategic reasoning for my stop. And I'm seeing with my own eyes illegal immigrants coming across, taking their clothes off, throwing their Nikes and their Under Armour and all kinds of other things into piles that are still wet. Because we saw some from Venezuela here just a little bit ago. Still wet pile of clothes. I'm looking at it right there. Then they take out a bag and put on their dry clothes. They got young children with them. There's all kinds of toys and little socks and the children's size socks right here. Where are they going? Why are they here? What's their intentions? The lack of data is staggering. So what do we do about it is the question. I know we got a call that's been waiting a while. Let's get one in, and then we'll go to the Lieutenant Governor.
Okay? All right. Yeah, John and Minot on the immigration and the Biden, what are we calling it, Scott?
John, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I believe they're using Biden as a sacrificial lamb. As his age and his health, they knew they could get him to do the Democratic Party, knew they could get him to do their bidding. And he's doing what they want. Using them aliens for sacrificial, for a pawn, and they're going to use Joe Biden as a sacrificial lamb. And in 10 to 15 years, them people are going to control this country.
Well, John, I think you have a great point.
John, I do, but I almost think, okay, whatever that is, whatever Joe Biden's cognitive ability or lack thereof, if you're the sheriff in Valverde County, I mean, that's just so far from removed from, you got literally 75% of his resources as a sheriff of a rural county dedicated to the work that should be the Border Patrol, catching people, taking them there, trying to get them out of this county because they don't want to stay here anyway. So whether this is all by design or it's not, it's like, what possibly can you do to affect that? So I hear you, and I'm asking the same questions, but I'm like, this is a four-alarm fire, and they're trying to find a fifth firehouse, and nobody's doing anything about it. By the way, during the break, I just picked up a card. Looks like what our driver's license would look like. It's a photo on here. A gentleman's name, Juan Carlos Exposito Perez, nationalized in Cuba.
Oh.
Is he a drug runner? Is he a terrorist? Is he just here to get a job, you know, at a restaurant somewhere? I don't know. And neither is the federal government, and they're buying them plane tickets and sending them wherever they want to go. Lieutenant Governor of the great state, Brent Sanford, joining us. Brent, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I guess it's you sound like you're in a chaotic situation down there, Scott. We have legislative session going on up here, so we have a little bit of our own, but nothing like that. And as you've been reaching out, as a lot of people have been reaching out, there's so much fear of what might happen up here that I'm sure you saw that we sent a letter to the DHS Secretary of the Biden administration. I mean, this is something where Governor Burgum and all the northern governors are not going to stand for this. Where, you know, we all support the resettlement of legal, thoroughly vetted refugees, legal refugees, not this. And we all know the northern border is not as porous. It's not the same. There's a lot of it's longer, I would assume, but it's the weather's different. We don't have the populations flowing in from the south like you do on the southern border, but I can see why there's concern with how the Border Patrol is handling this and how the administration is handling this. Well, it'll be really interesting to see what Vice President Harris, what her take is this on this now, as she's being assigned as the lead on the border crisis. And the questions you're asking are right. Why, what happened all of a sudden in the last few months? Why it's returned to the levels of the past, and what's happening differently now, and what's Border Patrol going to do? What's DHS going to do? I mean, this is it's very concerning for Americans right now to see what's happening down there.
Here's what I would want to know. Okay, I'm just going to pretend this is North Dakota, and you're down at, pick your county, okay, along the border. And there are people coming here from all over the world into North Dakota, and you've got a sheriff down on the border who is 75% of his resources are dedicated to doing now what is a federal function. If North Dakota was on the southern border, what would you do? Would you call the sheriff and say, how do we help? Would you mobilize the National Guard? Would you say, okay, what kind of resources can we get there? The minimum buses and additional resources, because if the federal government isn't going to do it, we'll do it. What would you do in that situation, as Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota? What would be the options?
Well, I would assume that General Dorman's got and Cody Schultz have some thoughts about this already, but you hit the main points. I mean, obviously, we would have our National Guard engaged as they've been engaged in flood fights and in DAPL and in COVID testing, et cetera. And so that'd be one thing that we would be looking at. Obviously, that the sheriff departments here would have even less resources. I heard him say they have 48,000 people in their county. We don't have 48,000 people in these counties along the border in North Dakota. So you might have some of those counties might have, two or three deputies in addition to the sheriff. And so you're not going to have that kind of staffing and resources to do a lot about it. I know we have farmland in Bottineau County along the border. It was where my wife's family her father's family's from, that area, situated right on the border. And it would be you can understand how there would be panic in Bottineau County if this was happening there. There's not a lot of people left in those homesteads. It's wide open. It's wide open spaces. You'd be able to see people coming. You'd know what's happening. But I can tell you there's a lot of Border Patrol activity that happens on our northern border and our state border, and we help partner with that with UAS flights. There's a lot more activity than there used to be, a lot more ability to have surveillance, electronic surveillance. But the question I would have is the federal government monitoring, and are they concerned about people coming in? I mean, that's the concerns all of you are asking, and from both parties.
According to conversations, I can cite conversations, Brent, with a Border Patrol and Customs officials as my only reference. Okay? And what they're saying is we have this problem fixed, and now our instructions are catch, release, get them to an airport. You know, I call it catch, release with frequent flyer miles, because they're buying them plane tickets to wherever they want to go. And I was told by Customs and Border Patrol officials in McAllen, once they cross security at the airport, by the way, with no identification, they don't have to have what I have to have, a passport. They are then gone without any connection, without any plan to return for a court hearing, nothing. Once they pass security at the airport, they're gone. In the case of Del Rio, it's not a big enough airport to get them on and get them out here, so they're busing them to wherever they go, to an airport, same drill. So, again, the federal government is basically saying to North Dakota, South Dakota, and all other 48 states in this country, you're on your own here. We're going to let them in, and we're not going to do anything about it. It's up to you. And in the case of Texas, this poor sheriff can't even get the help of his state. You can't make it up. More with Brent Sampson when we come back. We'll get to more of your calls, too, on What's on Your Mind. Border bungled crisis.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size Fun Pops, 79 cents Thursday. Or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays. At a PetroServe USA near you. Plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming March 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Oliver County, 700 acres of exceptional cropland and trail in Grand Forks County, 308 acres of productive cropland in Lemoore County, 480 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Kidder County, and 606 acres of highly productive corn and soybean land in Clay County, Minnesota. View all of these Piper's land auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
So, Scotty, did I tell you that the missus has made off now with my pillow slippers? Yeah.
No way. Yeah.
Well, I came out. They're a little big for her, but I came out and she's got her feet up watching TV and she got the slippers on. I said, "Those are my slippers." She said, "But they're so soft and they keep my feet warm and they fit perfect when I put them up on the." So, I think I'm in slipper sharing mode right now with my pillow slippers. It happens. But if you go to mypillow.com, you know, of course, what? The slippers are fantastic. This is unbelievable. Yeah, what?
Oh, they are. we got to get you a pair. And here's what I did it a little bit better than you, because I said, those robes are pretty cool. I'm going to get a pink one for my wife. And she says it's, quote unquote, the best gift ever. So, you know, you're a little late. She just stole yours, so you can't really call it a gift now. But, you know, does she have a robe? I'm telling you. When your wife says best gift ever, that's like a gift in and of itself. You know what I'm saying? And whether it's pillows, whether it's the robes, birthdays now, I'm buying $100 gift cards you know, for folks and saying, here, buy whatever you want to buy, slippers, sheets, towels. I got a call yesterday from a good client who I won't name, but this said, you know, I've got a client that wants to do some good, so we're going to buy $5,000 worth of household goods and then figure out where folks are in need that need them. And so we'll be announcing that pretty soon as well. It's just amazing what these products have done and what Tommy's platform has done. I said Tommy because I'm looking at Tommy Fisher. He just showed up back from Phoenix to help the good folks here. This guy ought to be governor of Texas. Maybe he'd get something done.
But Mike's platform.
Lindell, he's just an amazing human being. Mike's platform, exactly. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is right now risking his life, his business, his wealth to help this country. And for that, all we can do is say, hey, I'm going to buy my sheets and my pillows and my slippers and my robes from that guy. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Remember that. You need that to save the big bucks, or call 800-506-9028. So let me read you a text that I received from a very well-placed political source in Texas, Brent, that I talked to yesterday about this problem. And just saying, gosh, these guys are inundated. Can't the state do more? And this well-placed political source said, I quote, "This is not North Dakota. It's a state with nearly 29 people, with its leadership in the middle of a state legislative session trying to write a $250 billion budget. And some people from North Dakota show up asking for help. Friend, you're doing this all the wrong way." So I said, well, like, okay, what? Tell me what we can do differently. Well, you got to call this person. You got to hire that person. If they think it's a good idea and you pay them enough money, they'll introduce you to somebody who knows somebody in the governor's office. And then, and I'm like, all I'm looking to do is help solve a problem, you know, with a sheriff looking me in the eye saying things are bad, and 75% of my resources are going to what is a federal function. You know, and as from your perspective, what we got to worry about is North Dakota. And, you know, Kristi Noem's got to worry about South Dakota, and Tim Wall's got to worry about Minnesota, and, you know, on and on. But I'm just here feeling horrible for these people because I'm seeing what's happening to our country. But this is every bit the threat to North Dakota that it is to this small county in Texas. Is it not, Brent?
Well, I think I described earlier, I don't think the northern border is the same as the southern border, thankfully, but... But what you know is that we would react similarly to what we have done in the past on these large issues. And you can bet that, I mean, maybe our structure is different. I don't know. But General Dorman being cabinet official in the National Guard would be part of our solution. Like, again, if you have two or three deputies from these rural counties that don't even have 48,000 people, they have two or three or 4,000 people, that's not enough resources to handle what you're describing. And so...
What's happening in Texas is not your problem. I get that. But what I'm saying is when I can send you pictures later today, and we'll have them up with social media. I've got an ID card from Cuba. I've got a passport from Haiti. I got plane tickets from Colombia to Mexico City. I've got, a little note here that says, okay, when you get to Duluth, call this number. Duluth, Georgia, by the way, by Atlanta. Call this number. My point is, with the amount of people, even in this rural county, let alone all the other 20 border counties that border Mexico coming through, at some point this is going to be a North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota problem too, isn't it? Because if we have the gates to America open, we have no processing going on, we get them on a plane, we get them on a bus, and they go where they want to go, don't you envision this at some point is going to impact North Dakota?
I don't know when that would happen here, Scott. I mean, that's something where you see metro areas, you see southern areas, and we have, you know, we have a lot of visibility with having the low population that we have of knowing when. I mean, everybody knew where people were in the West when the Bakken happened, that there were 40,000 extra people came in to work those jobs, and the communities were able to basically keep tabs on what was happening and where people are at. So I feel like it's one of those rare blessings of being so isolated up in the northern tier where it's cold and there's not a lot of people. And there's awareness of new folks because we don't use it. It's something that's an anomaly. Unlike other places where you've got 29 million people and you have a lot of movement in and out of the southern states that are, they're growing like they are in Arizona and Colorado and Texas and Georgia. I mean, it's something where we're suited differently. I think we'd be able to handle it in a different way.
And, you know, you make a very good point, Brent. We're pretty blessed to live where we live. And to deal with, you know, our problems are not a Texas-sized problem or, a California or Arizona or New York or whatever. So it's a good reminder and a perfect reset right now to say, good Lord, thank you for putting us where you put us on this great earth. It doesn't mean we don't care and aren't concerned about what's happening down there, but that's a very good point. I only have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to give you a chance to talk about the session a little bit as well. What are the things that concern you most at this point in the session?
Well, we have some Texas-sized problems with the electric grid, with what's happening to the Biden administration on oil and gas. I mean, we've got existential issues here with takeaway capacity, with what's this administration's reaction going to be with the Corps of Engineers and with the DAPL pipeline, how that plays out. What's this administration's focus going to be as far as jumping back into waters of the U.S. and clean power plan and putting on carbon tax and all kinds of horrible issues that are existential problems for what would happen in our power generation, our energy administration, our energy production here. And so those are things we're trying to be proactive on during the session. We've got a clean, sustainable energy bill. It's 1452 that is looking at those carbon solutions so that we're taking the carbon out of our flue gas stream on the coal plant. CCUS is the word of the day. We've got to get moving on that. We've got 99% of the way towards getting coal plant moved to the next person company that will actually push forward with carbon capture and keep that base load safe. Oil and gas companies are very skittish right now. Those drilling rigs should be 60. There's only 15. That's because of takeaway capacity and the Biden EOs. So we've got a lot of headwinds here. And we're trying to make do with that. We're blessed with legacy fund investments that have grown to $8 billion. We've got 1425, 1431, and 1380, our house bills, to utilize those funds to invest in North Dakota, keep our industries moving forward. So we've got a lot of positive momentum here with the good stewards of our money and our land that we have been. But, we've got headwinds.
We do, and we're glad you're doing what you're doing. Lieutenant Governor spends a lot of time with those legislators. And as the governor's told us before, point man on some of those energy points that are very, very tip of the spear on this stuff. You're the tip of the spear and battling to make sure the Coal Creek Station remains open and everything else. So, Brent, thanks for the good work you do, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for your time, Scott. Thanks for what you do.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden has put Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the migration crisis at the U.S. southern border.
I've asked her, the VP, today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries we're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks stemming the migration to our southern border.
Earlier this week, Vice President Harris was asked if she was going to visit the border.
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
The people of Boulder, Colorado honored Officer Eric Talley and the shooting victims on Wednesday. As President Biden pushed for tighter gun control measures, Eric Talley's father, Homer, said, "My son would have been deeply offended to know his death would be used to promote gun control." End quote. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Back on What's on Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. We are live at the border of Mexico, Del Rio, Texas, Valverde County. Have not since I arrived seen any additional members there. As you heard the sheriff say earlier, basically the shelters fill up on the Mexico side. Once they're full, then they take a new tranche and tell them, you know, here you go, you're on your way. And a lot of them don't even, they're not concerned about who's over on this side. They just know that, there's going to be somebody here to make sure they're okay. And then usually the sheriff's office is going to take them to Customs and Border Patrol officials at some point, not far from here. And then they're processed, which means basically, all right, where are you going? That's what processing means. They are evidently testing for COVID. There are no, data available for that, but I think you've heard, I hope I've described this as best as I can, because it's almost pretty hard. It's really hard to describe, honestly, because I just can't even believe what I'm seeing. But I know our great listeners can figure it out, including this caller from the Bakken. You know, you go to Chris in the Bakken when you're trying to find out what the heck's happening. Chris, from what you've heard today, what do you think is happening here?
Well, combined with everything that I've seen over the course of the last 90 days or so. They're slow walking an invasion that will result in the overthrowing of the Constitution of the United States. Huge, grandiose statement. But if you look at it, what has Biden tried to do? H.R. 1, great example. Permanent majorities. Overthrow of any opposition party by installing permanent majorities, extending the vote down to 16-year-olds. Come on, man. Sorry about that. As an invasion, it's not a violent invasion right now, but wars are measured in treasure and blood, and they've divided the two. One comes first, the other comes second. The treasure is going to be trillions on the scale of a multi-front war, and the blood will come later in crime and violence and lack of security, destruction, social and emotional breakdown of the fabric of our country. And we will be shocked all at once when we see that the pieces of this substitution of supplantation of our Constitution and our rights, our Bill of Rights, our freedoms, and the sacrifices that had been given to create this, they're going to be supplanted by the neo-Marxist socialist utopian freaks that are in control of two-thirds and almost all three parts of our federal government. And when I see it, it makes my blood boil. And I scream sometimes in my heart, because it'll freak people out if you scream in public, that... yeah. Constitutional nullification is going on by the judiciary, by the executive branch, and constitutional erosion and subplantation is going on right now in Congress. And when it's fully formed, this new America will pop up on the screen like, oh, wow, it's there in our windshield. It's being built right now through a massive invasion. And by the way, just to be honest and fair, it's not a non-U.S. citizen, Latino, or South American thing. If I lived in Mexico on a border town and I went to bed at night with military folks in the morning saying crew-fed weaponry, the report of machine gun fire, report of what they call MODUS or 50 caliber and 40 millimeter grenade launcher machine gun fire going on within earshot of the U.S. border, guess where I'd be? I'd be in McAllen, Texas, dropping my clothes at the border, putting some dry ones on, putting them in a bag so I don't waste them, and I'd be moving to the nearest city they'd give me a ticket to, and I'd disappear into the fabric of this country, and I'd make America great. But I'm not the only kind of person that's coming. So we've got to get control. And the answer, you asked about the answer? The answer is real simple. It is a future threat, existential threat to the Constitution of the United States and the Republic from which it stands, or upon which it stands, and as such, it is a valid use of the United States military and of the U.S. government because it's nullifying our Constitution by disobeying the laws that they passed in generations before without having them declared unconstitutional. It is incumbent upon the governors to regionally create a border force. If they have to step back a mile from the border to enforce it, to get out of the federal government's way, whatever they've got to do, it is an existential threat to the country that I love and want to pass on to my children and grandchildren. And I am going to start running out of patience. And I will act as peacefully as humanly possible for as long as humanly possible. But at some point, when the violence comes to my door,
yep,
it's going to get ugly.
Right up until then, it'll be...
Happy Hunger Games! And may the odds be ever in your favor.
Just saying.
Well,
amen.
And,
take care, but keep the word going, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Just remember that. Coincidentally, when that caller was on, I got down on my knees on these steps I'm at because I've been tired of standing all morning. So I'm starting to think, okay, here's one other solution I haven't even mentioned this morning, but getting on your knees at some point every day and recognizing that there is no human solution to this right now is a good way. Humble yourself to realize this has to be put in God's hands, and you have to pray for this country. No other way. No other way to fix this. Mike Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline, by the way. I want your wisdom. I want your solution. I want your answers. I want your passion on what can be done to fix this. 855-200-1776, the Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline. Mike in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, morning, Scott. I was so disappointed in the lieutenant governor. He didn't get what you were trying to say. He was too worried about getting his political bullet points out. This is everybody's problem. He's talking about, I'm worried, we're fine because they're not at our border now. They're at our country's border, and that's the problem. We're all paying for this financially and in other ways. So he's got to get off. He's got to start listening to what you're saying to him. You gave him two chances by rephrasing it. He's got to start listening to the people, man. That's ridiculous.
Well, I think what he said is, there's a lot going on in North Dakota, too, and there are Texas-sized problems as well on, the grid stability, on the energy industry, on the war with the Biden administration. Again, I think all this is by design. I hear what you're saying. I think Brenda's is sort of saying, hey, I'm Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota. I've got my world here. That's a whole world away. But I do think the dots connect. And I do think that North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota will be very different, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, a year from now, if we just continue to say, well, this is what it is, and it doesn't affect me, because it does. But that doesn't mean that I don't want Brent Sanford or Doug Burgum or our legislature worrying about those challenges as well. I think all of this is by design. I don't know who the architect of the design is, but I think throwing this much at us this fast, the executive orders that were literally a gut punch to the state of North Dakota. Keystone XL, shut it down. Federal Lands Development for Oil and Gas, shut it down. Climate Action Plan, you know, total signal to the capital markets in this world, don't put any money into oil and gas because you're not going to get a penny. Shut it down. DAPL, shut it down so you've got no takeaway capacity. Oh, by the way, open the borders. Oh, by the way, pass H.R. 1 so we have permanent majorities.
One thing I'd like to weigh in on this when you talk about refugee resettlement and what's happened in Minneapolis. And you just have to, say it like it is. When the Obama administration put 100,000-plus Somali refugees into South Minneapolis, it turned into Little Mogadishu. We're now seeing what has happened to that. The part of Minneapolis that burned in the riots in May was part of Little Mogadishu.
I'm getting at
let me finish just my point is that it doesn't matter what city they pick where they're going to send these to, whether it's Fargo, whether it's Minneapolis, whether it's Boise, everybody is, he's right. And Mike, you're spot on. Everybody is going to be dealing with this depending on where those refugees are coming from. It doesn't matter.
Well, I don't need to go to Minneapolis for that example, but it's a good one, Kevin. I could look in Fargo. I mean, there are neighborhoods in Fargo that don't look like a Fargo neighborhood. And again, I believe that people that come here legally to find opportunity ought to be thought of like we thought of our grandparents.
Absolutely.
Who came here from Germany and Norway and Sweden and said, I'll go to a very cold, flat place, and I'll settle land. You know, I mean, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about people who are coming in here that we have no idea. I'm a dumb radio guy from North Dakota, and I've got tickets from Colombia to Mexico City. I've got Haitian passports, and my new favorite, just found it a moment ago, a Cuba ID card. Can't make it up. Back to the calls in a moment here. Ruger, you're next. Mike, thank you. Jonathan Thompson's here, Executive Director of the National Sheriff's Association. I look at your sheriff over here talking to Tommy Fisher now, who just flew in to see, hey, can we help? Can we get some private landowners together and figure it out? I feel so bad for this guy, Jonathan. And it seems as though nobody wants to help. What's going on?
Well, Scott, thanks for being here. And I'm looking out over at the river now, and I wish I could say I'm shocked. I'm not. This has been a problem. We've been to this rodeo before, but this is the worst one we've seen. I learned the other day that Sheriff Martinez, one of his daily patrols spent 75% of their day on just waiting for Border Patrol to come. Border Patrol is processing paper. They're not protecting the border. And that's understandable, given this onslaught. I understand that. But we need to be thinking about what are the repercussions, not just to this community along the border, because they don't want to stay here. They want to go into the interior. They want to go to Miami. They want to go to parts in California. They want to go to the Dakotas. They want to go into the interior. And, you know, I think all of your listeners, I would imagine all of your listeners, believe as I do that we are a nation of immigrants. We need immigration. We need people that come here, though, that adhere to one basic philosophy. It's the cornerstone of our country, and it's called the rule of law. You know, I adopted two children, as you know.
I do, yeah.
And it took us 4 years to go through the legal process to get those kids. And I'm proud that we did it because I love them to death. But I can't in good conscience say to anyone, as I saw yesterday and you saw this morning, you know, people can walk into this country, literally walk into this country now with a minor.
No IDs.
No ID.
No passport.
No idea who they really are.
Right.
And I just don't understand the concept that it's okay.
It's beyond our understanding.
So
it really is.
You know, they've got the flu down here, not COVID. They've got the flu. I'm worried that we're going to have pneumonia in the rest of the country.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death, number two, controls your estate, and number three, prevents the the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you that includes attorney fees. You're talking about less than $4,000. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, online at Schwann, S-C-H-W-A-N, BuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. If you want to see the, I'll tell you, this new hybrid, the GMC Hummer EV SUV is coming out April 3rd. You can see it, you can reserve one, take a look at it, coming up on April 3rd, beautiful looking vehicle. Also, some 2020s left over, up to 22% below MSRP right now. And, of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime. It's Schwann Buick GMC. Call them at 701-214-6372. Memorial Drive, 3812 in Mandan. Schwann Buick GMC.
Tomorrow on the program, Senator John Hoeven is going to join us. He is actually a part of a 20-senator delegation that will be in McAllen tomorrow. So Senator Hoeven and other senators will join us to walk through. I got to think that at some point, somebody's going to have to say, look, we screwed up here, and let's go back to some Trump policies, remain in Mexico, whatever. Maybe I'm being horribly naive, but, you know, in my mind, they know what's going on here. Customs and Border Patrol has been told to stand down. They're defeated. Sheriff's offices are being inundated with this problem. I got to think at some point some adult in the room is going to go, whoa, 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 because politically this is not good for Democrats. I don't know that they care if they can rig every future election like they did the last few, but I got to think just that, again, what I've just seen with my own eyes in 2 days here. So I'm glad the Senate delegation is coming tomorrow. Cruz, Cornyn, Hoeven. And we'll get a live update as they're touring tomorrow from Senator Hoeven, okay? I'll be back in Dallas on my way home because I've seen enough here to know I could spend the next year here and be yet but a drop in the bucket. But I'm well informed with what's going on, and I can continue to battle from home. And I'm telling you this, folks, take time to reflect on the bounty that you have to live where we live. Because there's no place on earth like it, and it's the last place that is going to be defeated. Morally, spiritually, literally, figuratively, whatever. We're that kind of a cocoon right now. I don't know how much longer that can last in this environment, because our country is being overrun, and we're no longer a nation of laws when we don't have a border. I don't know how else to say it but that. I'm going to give you a tour on my Facebook page. Leah will share that to the What's on Your Mind Twitter and Facebook account. Talk with some of the officials here, let you see what I've seen today, yesterday, and then I'll be back, as I say, with a recap tomorrow. But Senator Hoeven and others from the border, Kevin Cramer's off tomorrow for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Okay. Let me also tell you there's one other thing I do besides pray. And besides, do something. Pick something. I mean, number one, I believe the reason we're in the mess we're in right now is because of a lack of education of our children. They don't understand how precious the United States of America is. They don't understand what the Constitution was stood up for. We're replacing World War I, II, and Vietnam War in textbooks with transgender studies. We are whitewashing American history. Probably the wrong word, but you get, we'll just blank it out. Tear down statues, get it out of the books. And the education system in this country is so horrifically poor, nobody cares. So fly the flag. Call Jim the Flagpole Guy today. Go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Pick one thing you're going to do, and maybe it's putting up a flag and telling your neighbor, you know why I'm putting up a flag? Because that's what that flag stands for. And we got to do something. Texter says, I agree with Chris in the Bakken 1,000%. I think we need to preempt the chaotic America he's describing in any way possible. Red states need to get together, stick together, do absolutely everything we can right now before it gets worse. Otherwise, another civil war is inevitable. Texter says, Scott, there's so much anger out there, so much. All it's waiting for is that little spark. This is our damn country, not the government's. We need God, yes, but he gave us a mind. He gave us a will to fight. God for sure, but people need a will to stand up and fight back. Well, the wisdom to do that, the fortitude to do that, comes from humbling yourself and literally going to your knees and saying, God, what am I supposed to do here? What's my role in all this? Is it going to school board meetings to find out what my school is teaching my kids and grandkids? Is it putting a flag up? Is it calling somebody I know in Texas to say, do you know what's happening in your own state? Texter says, what would or will the government do if everyone says, screw you, and started fighting back? We can't all fit in the jails. Fighting back, figuratively, means doing something. Fighting back literally is something that has happened in this country before. God help us if we get to that point again. You're never going to hear me advocating for that. Texter says, can the sheriff's department start a citizen-led deputized posse to protect their country's southern borders, their county's southern borders, rather? I believe it specifically called out in the Constitution. We'll ask the sheriff that question on Facebook Live here in a moment. He's a busy guy, but he is here at the border. Tommy Fisher has flown in from Phoenix. He is talking to these cities and counties about, can we find private landowners? Can we seek some donors? Is there some county money? Is there some state money to be able to build a wall? He's been shut down by the federal government, folks. Shut down. Let me get one more call in here. Ruger, you got 15 seconds of your best wisdom, my brother. Golden Valley, North Dakota, what's on your mind?
All right, guy from the Bakken. Hey, brother, most people west of Valley City agree with you 100%. The guy in Fargo is right. Our governor and lieutenant governor are weak as water. They're not going to do nothing. And Kevin's 100% right, too. And Burgum said, we can't just say no to these refugees. It just looks bad. That guy's soft, man.
Thanks for the call. God bless you, folks. Watch us on Facebook Live coming up.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming March 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Oliver County, 700 acres of exceptional cropland in Trail and Grand Forks County, 308 acres of productive cropland in Lemoore County, 480 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Kidder County, and 606 acres of highly productive corn and soybean land in Clay County, Minnesota. View all of these Piper's land auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.